The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
I'm John Batchelor, speaking with my colleague Peter Berkowitz of the Hoover Institution. We're doing what's available after a major election. We're philosophizing. Philosophers are welcome sometimes, and amateur philosophers always. We are not sitting around making dictums that we must or we should. We're looking at an article at Manhattan City Journal by an esteemed philosopher, Mr. Gurry, Martin Gurry, and he is observing that 2 + 2 = 5, and we've come to accept it as normal fare, that men can be women, that it is tolerable to watch people demonstrate in favor of mass murder on a college campus. I could go on with examples. You understand, you've all experienced this. So what is to be done? Can we turn the lights back on? Mr. Gurry asks. Do you have an answer, Peter?
An answer, the beginning of an answer. First, if you look at the reasons why in his third time running for president, Donald Trump for the first time won the popular vote, along with what is decisive under the American Constitution, the Electoral College, one of the reasons, I think, is because a majority of the country rebelled against the determination by many of our intellectuals and our college professors and the mainstream media to promulgate claims that contradicted their common sense, the common sense of ordinary people, and what their eyes told them. So notwithstanding that Donald Trump engages in constant and sometimes extraordinary hyperbole, let's say, to use a restrained word, notwithstanding that, they found in Donald Trump a willingness to speak the truth about political correctness, about wokeness, about cancel culture, about millions of people illegally entering the country at our southern border, about a federal bureaucracy, the accountability of which has to the people has been greatly weakened. They heard in him, even in his exaggerations, someone who's was describing a world they indeed recognized, and that's why they voted for him. And so that in itself is a cause for some hope.
The question then, what is to be done? I note that taking down statues is endarkenment. Denying American history is endarkenment. And yet, men and women our age, Peter, and not much younger, are endorsing this today, right now. How did we get here? What happened?
Well, the short answer is that our educational institutions took the side of the endarkenment. They aligned themselves against enlightenment. They aligned themselves against the basic principles of the American constitutional order. They demanded drastic change. They embraced wokeism, and they cultivated these sensibilities, this celebration of the irrational, the reduction of all politics to power, and now the power of the aggrieved, the power of historically discriminated against minorities and more. And having done that, they helped overturn reason. So the route back, there is no route back without the drastic reform of our educational institutions, so that they once again teach the basics to our students. And while teaching the basics, teach them how to respect evidence by weighing it. Teach them how to listen to other people's opinions. Teach them how to enter into their imagination to other people's perspectives. Teach them how to think for themselves rather to rather than accept orthodox endarkenment.
One version of the election just passed to me, presented to me, was that people, the common folk, said no to the experts. That
yes.
reminded me to go to a Rousseau quote. This is Jean-Jacques Rousseau, who's celebrated as a man of the Enlightenment. The poor have no need of an education. He was wrong. 300 years later, we're still dealing with people who believe that they're gifted because they have an education, a superior education, and have letters to prove it. And they were, I believe they were just rejected, or am I exaggerating, Peter?
Sad to say, I think you are not exaggerating. Indeed, I'm reminded of a remark that Thomas Jefferson made, but about newspapers. But you could say this about these days about university education. To paraphrase Jefferson, I prefer those people with out university education. There may be limits to their knowledge, but at least their heads are not filled with all sorts of things that are not true. I think that. This has become our situation today, that that our universities and our entire school system is increasingly in the process of indoctrination, ideas that are at odds with our founding principles and our constitutional way of government. And part of the route back is reforming our educational institutions. In fact, I don't see a way back without reform of our educational institutions.
After reading Mr. Gurry's essay and then taking notes on it, I can't tell. Is he optimistic, or does he believe this is our fate?
Optimistic, I wouldn't call him. At the end of his essay, he says, in my optimistic moments, I imagine the return of prophets and philosophers. You know, hope is not really a strategy, and true prophets and wise philosophers make rare appearances in our world, but I think we cannot rest with those hopes, and for that reason, I remain hopeful that President Trump and his administration will at least give the other side an opportunity to cooperate to advance the public good. And if the Trump administration rises above what has been nothing short than a campaign of vicious vilification of them, if they can rise above that, I hope that the opposition can rise above its conviction that that Donald Trump is a threat to all they hold dear. I recognize you might call this an act of hope, but I think this is what we could accomplish, at least in politics, each coming at least just a little bit closer toward the other in these tough times.
Peter Berkowitz of the Hoover Institution.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Lowe's knows how to help you save. This July 4th, get up to 40% off select Whirlpool kitchen appliances. Plus, get an additional 10% off when you buy two or three select major appliances. And when you buy four or more, you'll save an additional 20%. Find the right appliances and features that fit your kitchen's unique needs and style. Shop Whirlpool 4th of July deals at Lowe's. Valid through 7/9. See Lowe's.com for details. Savings vary based on purchase amount. Selection varies by location.